WRCL Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and by PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping pursue your goals, whatever they may be. Wisconsin women's basketball's deepest postseason run came to an end this afternoon when Columbia defeated the Badgers 67-50 in the semifinals of the Women's Basketball Invitational Tournament, ending Wisconsin's deepest postseason run since the 2007-2008 season, according to UW Athletics. Destiny Howell led the Badgers with 12 points in her final game, but Wisconsin just shot 30.5% from the field. The Badgers finished the season 16-18 overall and 5-13 in Big Ten play. Their 12-5 record at the Kohl Center was the program's best hallmark since the 2008-2009 season. Christian Yelich's first career pinch-hit home run gave the Brewers a 9-7 victory yesterday afternoon. That completed a three-game sweep of the Chicago White Sox in the first series of the 2026 season. Milwaukee had trailed 7-3 before putting a sixth spot up on the board in the bottom of the eighth. Gary Sanchez also had a homer for the winners. Jake Woodford got the win in relief, and Trevor McGill nailed down his first save. The Brewers open a home series against the Tampa Bay Rays tonight. The first pitch for that game tonight will be at 6:40, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame beginning at 6:05. The Milwaukee Brewers have acquired outfielder Luis Matos from the San Francisco Giants for cash. Milwaukee made room for Matos on the 40-man roster by designating left-handed pitcher Sammy Peralta for assignment. The Giants had designated the 24-year-old Matos for assignment last week, but Matos batted .221 with a .266 on-base percentage, 8 homers and 22 RBIs and 4 steals in 57 games last season. He has a .231 batting average, .281 on-base percentage, 15 homers, 61 RBIs and 7 steals in 178 career Major League games. The Bucks lost for the 10th time in the last 12 games by a 127-113 score against the LA Clippers yesterday. Giannis Antetokounmpo and 5 other players who have accounted for significant minutes were absent. Gary Trent Jr. scored a season-high 36 points. Milwaukee had only 8 players available and was down to 6. Bucks after A.J. Green and Ousmane Dieng fouled out. The Bucks host the Dallas Mavericks on Tuesday. A 4-3 Saturday win over top-seeded Michigan State returns the Wisconsin men's hockey team to the NCAA Frozen Four. Senior Ben Dexheimer scored the winning goal for just 24 seconds into overtime. His team had trailed 3-1 before a final period rally. Finals will be played April 9th and 11th in Las Vegas. Wisconsin meets North Dakota first. Two-time NCAA champion Mitchell Mezenbrink of Penn State has been named winner of the Dan Hodge Trophy as the nation's top men's college wrestler. WIN Magazine compiles the voting results and announced the winner today they announced the winner. Penn State has had 6 wrestlers win a total of 8 Hodge trophies. Mezenbrink is a junior 165-pounder from Heartland, Wisconsin. He received 61 of 65 first-place votes from a committee of retired coaches, heads of each national wrestling organization, media members, and past Hodge winners. Mezenbrink was 27-0 this past season with 8 pins, 11 technical falls, 6 major decisions, and 1 victory via forfeit. The NBA stretch run has arrived. Entering today, only 9% of the regular season remains to be played. The 5 teams in each conference that won't be going to the play-ins or the playoffs are already known, so the focus shifts to seeding for the 20 teams still alive. Today's slate includes games with tiebreaker and play-in implications, plus a Lakers game without Luka Doncic because of a suspension. Detroit, Boston, Oklahoma City, and San Antonio have playoff spots secured. The NFL is moving forward with plans to begin hiring and training replacement officials in the next several weeks because negotiations with the referees union have been unsuccessful. Two people with knowledge of the discussions told the Associated Press. Both people spoke on conditions of anonymity yesterday because the conversations are private. The league and the NFL Referees Association have been negotiating a new collective bargaining agreement since the summer of 2024. The current CBA expires on May 31st. The NFL has increased its offer to a 6.45% annual growth rate in compensation over a six-year labor deal, but the NFLRA wants 10% plus $2.5 million for marketing fees, the people said. And Aaron Rodgers, Kirk Cousins, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Russell Wilson are still unsigned for the 2026 season. Options vary for the four accomplished veteran quarterbacks. The 42-year-old Rodgers can return to Pittsburgh and play for new coach Mike McCarthy if he doesn't choose to retire. Cousins will likely have to settle for a backup role somewhere unless Rodgers retires or another starter gets hurt in the offseason. Garoppolo has an opportunity to go back to the Rams for a third season to play behind NFL MVP Matthew Stafford. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.